What's up, guys? Big Daddy Sitch is back in the building with my beautiful wife, Mrs. Situation. What's up, honey?
Hey, guys. We are back, and it is Here's the Sitch, episode number 39. Yes, this is baby watch week.
Yeah, we're...
It's happening.
We are officially on a one-way street to baby town, and we are at 38 weeks and a couple days.
Yeah, so baby will be coming very, very soon. And yeah, we're going to go on like a tiny, very small hiatus break Here's the Sitch. We do love recording Here's the Sitch podcast, but, you know, we'll have to go be mom and dad for a little bit first. Mm-hmm. And then we will be back before you know it. So if you guys are new listeners, which I feel like a lot of you are, which thank you so much for finding us on the interwebs at Here's the Sitch podcast. But if you are a new listener, we have 38 other episodes that you can go back and listen to and check them all out if you haven't heard them yet.
Our reviews are fire. I don't know about
you.
If you check our reviews, my wife goes over them once every week or so. And she's like, oh my God, honey, look at the reviews.
Yeah, you guys are amazing. I always check the reviews because I want to make sure we're delivering information that's helpful and useful of your time. And you're getting something out of this hour or so that you spend with us every week.
I think the one of the reviews I saw last week was from a podcast review board, I believe, of some sort. And they said that Here's the Sitch is like a warm bowl of mama's pasta on a Sunday.
Oh, I didn't see that.
You didn't see that? Yeah.
No. That's cute.
Anyway, we are scheduled to go to the hospital this, is it Friday, Saturday? What is it?
Saturday.
And that's if we make it. I mean, every day or every night, it's happening. Mm-hmm. So, and I think that day is the 22nd if we make it, right?
Yeah. Well, here's the thing. So, I am 38 and 4 days mm-hmm. pregnant, so I'm ready. I'm full term. And the baby decided, like, I don't know, recently.
He flipped.
That he wanted to go in a breech position.
Yep.
So.
Well, his daddy has a history in martial arts. And he was probably doing tumble salts in there. And he decided to flip.
Yeah, so I was over here doing like all the things. I've been, you know, working out, like training my pelvic floor and my body and everything, having dates, which are gross, if you know what dates are, in my shake every morning, having like the tea and trying to do everything proactively.
Preparations, yeah.
For a regular birth, but it seemed like I had to schedule a C-section if he does not move. But this guy tends to be moving quite often. So my doctor said, you know, we'll just keep that date and we'll see where he is that day. If he's in the right position, we'll go full steam ahead, regular delivery. If he is breech, then we'll do C-section. So it's out of our control. And as long as whatever is the safest and healthiest way for the baby and me is what will happen.
Exactly. And on our way home, my wife was a little upset. She's like, oh my God, he's breached. Mm-hmm. I was like, listen, honey, let's let go and let God handle it. We still have another 2 weeks ago, you know, and that was last week. And sure enough, guys, he flipped again. Yeah. He is back in the building, ready to exit. And he is head down now.
Yeah. Well, we'll see what he is tomorrow. I go back tomorrow.
Yeah. For the the final point.
One of the final checks.
Yeah. Well, that's
good. You never know with this one.
Also,
expect the unexpected.
Exactly. We are about to embark on the journey of being parents, going into the hood, the exclusive hood known as parenthood. So I'm a bit shook.
I'm excited. I definitely feel like I have a lot to do. I'm definitely nesting where I'm like cleaning out things that I usually don't care about. Mm-hmm. Like everything in our house is like clean and whatever. But like I decided to do like a deep dive in our pantry of cleaning, which I never do. Like what's the point of that? You know? Everything, it's food. It's like you replace it, whatever.
Yeah, I saw that.
But
today.
I just decided like I need everything to be brand new and clean and perfectly organized. so that if I need something, I know where it is.
Well, listen, Jenny was over the house a couple days ago, and she was like, your house is way too clean. She's like, way
no,
too...
No, I didn't hear her say that.
That's what she said. Well, I walked her upstairs to show her the baby's room.
Yeah.
And she's like, oh my God, your house is pristine. I think that was the word, pristine. And then she goes, wait till you have the baby. So, yeah, we're about to have the baby. It's happening. We are on baby watch this whole week, and we're delivering the final podcast before we take a bit of a break. We actually, like we said before, we love doing this podcast. It's the positive podcast you never knew you needed. But like I said, let's give an update on the baby's rooms, honey. They're practically done, right?
The baby's rooms are pretty much done. We are just doing some final touches with the designer we worked with. You know, last week you heard me, I was probably complaining about the wallpaper. The wallpaper saga is still happening, but it's pretty much done.
It's pretty much done, yeah.
It'll be officially done tomorrow morning.
Yeah, he came.
100%.
He came a second time and he, you know, fixed it up
the
a little bit.
The wallpaper will be done tomorrow morning. Mm-hmm. And then the rest of everything after that is just hanging drapes, which, you know, that's just a decorative mm-hmm. thing. You don't need that. And the artwork and stuff on the walls. But everything else is there. The furniture, the clothes.
Such a pretty nursery. I can't wait till we were able to give a reveal on that.
It is really pretty. But we do have to wait until it's done to do the reveal. Because we want everybody to be super happy with all of the work everybody put into it. Because a lot of different vendors and partners came together to make it amazing for us. So we're going to wait till every last piece is hung up and everything's perfect to share with you guys. But that should be pretty soon. So stay tuned for that. They are like some of my favorite rooms in the house. So definitely worth the wait. And honey.
I was just texting the our lawn guy, our landscaper, and told him that some of the flowers in our courtyard just went down. They're just, you know, they're a couple of weeks and they're not. Is it Moses, honey?
Well, he just huffed and puffed when you said that. Really? Actually, he does not like yeah. you tarnishing his name.
Besmudgeries.
As usual, Mosey, our
golden retrievers,
our mascot.
Mm-hmm.
Our Here's the Sitch mascot is underneath the table as we record right now.
Yep.
And he heard you starting to sully his good name.
Yeah, I know.
With the listeners, and he didn't like that.
Because when we did the baby shower a couple weeks ago, I had the landscaper come over and he, you know, redid our courtyard and put some new flowers. They all bloomed. It was so pretty. But Mosey, he's a loose cannon. I would let him out in the courtyard. He goes straight for my flowers. And now, to be honest with you, I think three or four out of the plants are dead now. So I just texted the landscaper, like, listen, help. We need help over here.
Yeah, we need to replace them. You know, Mosey, he just can't help it. He's too sweet of a man. He loves the flower bushes.
Uh-huh.
And, you know, we just need – there's actually – that's lined with an irrigation line.
Yeah.
You just have to turn it on. You don't even – like, we go out there with the hose to water
Speaking
it,
of sprinklers,
but
yeah.
But just turn – if you turn that line on,
yeah.
all the sprinklers will hit that.
Listen, I was told by your father that sprinklers get turned on in May. I'm about 2 weeks late, I guess.
Yeah, you're late.
You know, because this week we've been starting to get a little warmer over here in New Jersey, and I'm 2 weeks late on turning on the sprinklers. They're supposed to come this week to turn them on, though, so –
All right, guys, you know me and Mike at Here's the Sitch podcast are always looking to be our best self, live our best life, and that includes supplements, natural, organic ways of healing our body from the inside out so that you don't need to rely on medication or anything like that to feel and look your best. So health goes way beyond workouts and protein intake. My husband and I can attest to that. And it actually begins in your gut. Taking a daily probiotic and prebiotic can be game-changing, but before you go running to the store, not all probiotics are equal. And that's where I want to reintroduce you to Seed. I spoke about Seed last week if you are listening to our podcast, and I am just so thrilled to have found such an amazing product that really goes above and beyond what you need to have a healthy gut. A healthy gut is so important to maintain your health inside and out. And when I say out, yes, like your skin will actually glow when you are taking the right prebiotic and probiotic. Everything flows together and everything is connected inside of your body. So Seed is the probiotic and prebiotic that my husband and I have been taking. We love it. We've been on it for about almost 2 months now. And I have to say, I see a huge difference in just my regularity and my skin and everything. What we've been taking is this Seed Daily Symbiotic. It's a broad spectrum 2-in-1 probiotic plus prebiotic. It's a proprietary formulation of 24 distinct probiotic strains in scientifically studied dosages. Its systemic benefits beyond the gut. It's proprietary engineered 2-in-1 capsule that protects the probiotic through digestion to ensure the delivery to the colon. So that's really important because what a lot of other probiotics may do is the capsule will deteriorate like early on in your stomach or early in your intestines. But with this Seed 2-in-1 capsule, it protects the probiotic to make sure they get you through digestion and right where you want it to be, where your body can absorb it and get the most benefits of this daily symbiotic. The daily symbiotic supports benefits in and beyond the gut. It includes gastrointestinal function, skin health, heart health, gut immune function, gut barrier integrity, and micronutrient synthesis of vitamins B9 and B12. Many see improvements in digestion within 24 to 48 hours, which can include bowel movement regularity and eased bloating. Listen, we all can use some relief on the bloating level, especially me right now. So start a new healthy habit today. You guys will absolutely love Seed, I promise you. Visit seed.com/situation and use code situation to redeem 20% off your first month of Seed's Daily Symbiotic. That's seed.com/situation and use code situation. You guys will love it. Check it out.
Anyway, here's some good news. By the time you guys listen to this, Jersey Shore would have won two awards at the MTV 2020 Movie and TV Awards.
That's amazing.
Amazing, right?
Yes.
After 12 years, they finally gave us an award, one reward for a Lifetime Achievement Award for reality TV for a generation. It's called Reality Royalty. Mm. We have already accepted the award. It should be airing tonight, but obviously by you listening to this tomorrow, you may or may not have seen it. Also, we also won the best reality TV show of 2020 for Jersey Shore Family Vacation. So we took home two popcorns.
Best docuseries,
I think it's called. Yeah, well, I'm hyped because they better overnight me my popcorns so that I can do social media posts and put them in my house.
Yeah, we're waiting for those popcorns in the mail, MTV. So we'll be on the lookout.
Yeah, and to be honest, I always give an update on what's happening with COVID. Things are getting better, right? I mean, didn't you see in Florida they don't have any mask mandate anymore, right?
I mean, I don't. Florida's just, you know, Florida's Luxembourg over there, Florence, doing their own thing. So, but yeah, actually a lot of states. Like I saw Nashville, like Tennessee is also removed their mask mandate. And the CDC removed the mask mandate.
Well, Jersey said no.
But our governor said no.
Jersey's like, hell no. He's not. He's like, I'm not having it. He said, we're
shocking.
We're still in the mask mandate, I believe. That's what he said. Because now people are having problems because other states have the no mask mandate. The CDC is saying no mask mandate. And people are actually going to places with no mask and getting turned away. And there's problems. There's fights. There's, you know, things happening.
I know. I saw some stuff on Instagram.
Lots of confusion.
Yeah. So we're still in the hot mess express of the fallout of the pandemic, it feels like. I mean, at least we're in the end. You see the light at the end of the tunnel. We are in the end time of the pandemic.
Yeah, and if you've listened to this, you know, we've made it this far. So here's the good news. We didn't come this far just to come this far. I hope you guys enjoy listening to our podcast. We usually give a little bit of updates on what's happening in our life, some current events on Jersey Shore. Speaking of Jersey Shore, you saw the trailer, right?
I did.
What did you think of the new season of Jersey Shore Family Vacation that we filmed in the Poconos? Trailer just dropped.
I am so, I mean, I've said this like every week on the podcast, but I am so excited to see this season air because I just feel like this season was so authentically different. The show is always 100% authentic, but we were able to have, like, I was able to be there for almost the whole time.
You were there the whole time?
No, I was there the whole time.
Yeah.
Sometimes I forget. I don't know.
Well, this was the first season that you were in it full time.
Well, 100%. That's what I was saying.
You were in interviews, everything.
Yeah. So it was a different experience because they also allowed other significant others to be there the whole time.
Yeah.
And you get, when you allow, like, people to be their authentic lives of what's happening outside of the show, the show's only going to get better because people are just more natural and more themselves and more comfortable and happier because their family's there. So it's just like, I feel like the show is just that much better because it is really integrating and meshing with everyone's home life now, which is so cool. And everyone has so many good things going on. Like, we're pregnant during the, obviously we are now, but like during the filming of this, we were pregnant. Dina was pregnant. You know, Jenny had just gotten engaged and showed up to the trip. Yeah. Pauly and Nikki are, you know, living their best life together and so happy.
Snooki returned.
Nicole surprised us, which we could finally say because that we were keeping that secret for a little bit, but that was in the trailer. So that is amazing. And we're so excited to have her back. I think we all cried when she surprised us and showed up.
Yeah, we did. It was a really special time. Also, my sobriety is focused on as well. So, you know, you'll see me celebrate some sobriety milestones, which are very important and very special. And also it's a good example for people to see as well.
Yeah. And then, you know, Angelina and her husband show up.
Yeah. You're gonna see what happens with that. Definitely
good,
very
bad or indifferent. Yeah,
definitely very entertaining to see what happens with that. And
she always likes to come in hot, so that was a lot of fun.
I think it's gonna be very eye opening for people to see this season because a lot happens you know, during this show, and we were in a quarantine, in a pandemic, you know what I mean? Because it's not like we can travel about. But there was so much happening in everyone's lives that I think it's going to be a really good show.
Yeah, it was a lot of fun. Listen, I really liked it. I had a great time despite starting to get huge. I thought I was big then, but yeah, I'm pretty much a little bit bigger right now.
Yeah, so now you fast forward to current times. It's been a month or two later. Dina had her baby. We're about to have the baby any day now. So a lot of exciting things. And I'm sure also Jenny's might be focusing on planning maybe an upcoming wedding. Who knows?
I know. I can't wait for that. I'm so excited. And when the show is airing, which it premieres June 3rd, right?
Yes.
Thursday, June 3rd.
Jersey, 8/7 Central, only on MTV.
So we will be watching with a new family member.
Oh my God, you're right. Baby situation. We'll be in the building. We also, during the show, we did reveal Baby Situation's name as well.
Oh, we did. But you'll know the name before that episode because it's like a later episode.
Mm-hmm.
It wasn't like the beginning of filming.
No.
But we did. Everybody was like, you know, bugging us to know the name because we didn't tell the name to anybody.
Uh-huh. No, we didn't.
We still haven't told the name really to anybody.
Well, I did see on the tabloids recently that people were guessing the baby's name.
Yeah.
And they were getting close.
They're close, but I haven't really seen it.
Yeah.
But it's cute. We're excited. We hope you guys will love him. We know that you will and love his name. And we love him and we love his name. So we're thrilled with our choice.
Well, before we move on to a topic of mine, in honor of Jersey Shore getting the Reality Royalty Award for the past, I guess, 12 years.
Yeah.
And you've been a part of Jersey Shore Family Vacation for the past, I don't know, is it at least three years or so now?
It's since 2018.
At least 3 years now. What has been your favorite part? You know, there's been so many things that have showcased our lives. What was one of your favorite parts?
I mean, there are so many good ones.
I know, right? It's really good for us as a family.
I think one of my favorites will always be, I mean, it's so typical, obvious, you know what I mean? But is the engagement for like a lot of reasons because that was the first season.
Yeah, it was of the reboot.
That was the first time I was involved in that show. I had filmed other shows with you and stuff.
Yeah.
But I had never been a part of Jersey ever. And that was like your biggest accomplishment and your closest relationships. And like that show is like really special to you.
Yeah.
So not only did we get engaged. Show the
change. Yeah.
But I also, that was the first time I was being brought into that part of your world.
Yeah.
That was such a big part of your life. Yeah. So it was like it was a very momentous part of our life
it
from
was.
That happening.
And we weren't guaranteed to get another season after that. Like they tell us all the time to this day that we had to really kill or do really well in that season, which we really did awesome that season in ratings for us to continue to where we are today.
Well, they gave you the pickup. They gave you season two pickup before the show even aired. I don't know if you remember.
No.
They greenlit you.
Really?
Yeah.
They were probably so hyped because we did such a good job.
They were. They greenlit you before it even went on air.
Uh-huh.
And then the next one would be our wedding, obviously.
Yeah.
Which was the next season.
Yeah.
Same year.
Uh-huh.
One was filmed in January, February. And yeah. then one was filmed like October, November.
Uh-huh.
And then would be, you know, Vegas announcing our pregnancy. Vegas was like a shit show of a season because we were rebuilding our family and getting everybody back together. So mm-hmm. that was a bit stressful.
Oh, it was.
But we ended it on such a high note announcing mm-hmm. our pregnancy. And then coming home and filming this whole Poconos season, like I'm telling you, this season is going to be totally different than anything you guys have ever seen. You get to see so much more dynamic of everyone's relationship.
Yeah.
And Vinny's obviously still single.
he slowly
is transforming into Uncle Vinny, which is like Uncle Nino.
He's going to still be single when our children have a reboot in like yes. 20 years. He'll be the version of, like you said, Uncle Nino now, yeah. but he'll be Uncle Vinny.
That's just what he is. So we love him, but yeah, he's still riding out single.
Yeah, you know what? I know for a fact that I got the numbers recently that we've done more episodes in Jersey Shore Family Vacation than we did in Jersey Shore the six seasons.
Wow.
Yeah. So it's a fun fact for you.
So yeah, very well earned on your reality royalty
yes.
award. Took like 12 years for them to acknowledge you guys.
Lifetime achievement award. Very, very cool. And also we got the best docuseries of 2020, which would be for our last season of Jersey Shore Family Vacation, which is really cool. We took home two awards, guys.
Yeah.
And this new season coming up, like you said, we're very, very hyped. It's only a couple weeks away. We also are currently filming as well. We don't know for what season, but yeah, we are filming the birth of baby situation, everything leading up, the nursery, everything. So it's really cool. We're very excited because before my wife just said, this whole series of Jersey Shore Family Vacation documents everything from me getting sober to, you know, rebuilding my life and our family and our proposal, our wedding. Even when I still had to, you know, go to prison and I had to pay my debt to society, came back and I lost the weight and then we, you know, got pregnant. And so it's a really good story.
Yeah, it's really cool because every season we have such a high peak moment of mm-hmm. our personal life
yeah.
documented that it's so cool to have those memories to watch back and to have those memories to like share with you guys as fans because they're like life-changing moments. Our engagement, our wedding, and now it's going to be the birth of our first baby. All right, guys, you know, my husband and I are always looking to be healthy inside and out. So being new parents very soon, any day now, I've really been looking for some new products that are going to make my life easier. And HelloFresh is definitely one of those. So I've talked about HelloFresh here before on Here's the Sitch. And what I love the most about it is that I can skip a trip to the grocery store and I can count on HelloFresh to make home cooking easy, fun, and affordable. I mean, that is why they're known as America's number one meal kit. So HelloFresh cuts out stressful meal planning and grocery store trips so that you can enjoy cooking and get dinner on the table in about 30 minutes or less. Guys, I'm telling you, I've made their meals before and I never spend more than 20 to 30 minutes on cooking and getting everything in a beautiful, perfectly presented plate. HelloFresh offers over 25 recipes to choose from every single week, from vegetarian meals to craft burgers and extra special gourmet options. There's something for everyone to enjoy, with all recipes designed and tested by professional chefs and nutritional experts to ensure deliciousness and simplicity. HelloFresh has a wide variety of easy, delicious options for all three meals a day, plus every snack and special treat in between. Yes, you heard what I said. They will not just do dinner. They could do breakfast, lunch, dinner. They could do snacks and everything in between. So if your time is that spread thin, HelloFresh can help you out throughout all of your eating and grazing throughout the day. So what I personally love most about HelloFresh is that they provide you with every single ingredient needed in every single recipe. So sometimes you might have the idea to cook something new, fresh, and different on your own during the week, but you're missing like that one weird spice that the recipe calls for, and it's just not the same without it. With HelloFresh, they provide exactly what is needed for every single dish. So it just makes your life that much easier, and you're able to expand your horizons in your taste bud arena in the kitchen and make sure all your family members are enjoying new, different, fun dishes. So we have a very special code for you here at Here's the Sitch. All you have to do to get it is go to HelloFresh.com/situation12 and use code SITUATION12 for 12 free meals, including free shipping. That's HelloFresh.com/situation12. Use code SITUATION12 and receive 12 free meals plus free shipping. They are America's number one meal kit. The Situations approve this message. We absolutely love HelloFresh. Head over to HelloFresh.com/situation12 and use code SITUATION12 for 12 free meals, including free shipping. Check it out.
Building upon small victories, executing small tasks, and moving forward. What does that mean to you, honey? Just, you know, I always say this all the time. Do not look at the whole staircase. You look at the next step. And once you get to the next step, you can accomplish that and move to the next step. And that's how we do our whole life.
It is how we do our whole life. But this is more of like a you-driven thing.
Well, listen,
Because I like to do too much at once. He thinks I don't finish tasks, but that's not true. It's just that as a woman's brain, I'm doing like...
Multitasking.
Yes.
Nothing wrong with that.
So like for example, before we started this podcast, I emptied like all of our cereal containers and I left them on the counter because they're getting like air dried. Like I washed them and rinsed them and whatever, but I left that there. Mm-hmm. And I know that probably bothered him that I left that there, but... I'm going to get to that after the podcast. So like I have multiple projects happening at once.
Yep. Listen, there's nothing wrong with that as long as you get to those cereals sometime today.
But it's all small steps just in different like rooms maybe.
But I'm saying, what is the importance of our listeners listening right now of small victories, moving forward one step at a time? And that's how we have progressed all of these years, from proposal to wedding to, you know, some of the setbacks that we've had, to continuing to turn those setbacks into a comeback, to eventually starting our foundation and our family and having a baby now. I mean, it hasn't been smooth sailing, honey, but we know that a smooth sea never made a skilled sailor.
Well, that's the other thing too. Like if you're listening to this podcast, I would think that you probably see our...
progression?
No, you probably see our show where you see what we're talking about with the highs of our life. But I'm just speaking positively about it. Like if you don't notice, like I omitted all of the lows of those seasons, which there were plenty of them. You know, the first season there was Mike, you know, pleading guilty in January before he went to Miami. And then the next month we got engaged. And then in the fall there was his sentencing. And then the next month we got married. So there was a lot of highs and lows in our life, but that didn't prevent us from progressing.
Moving forward, yeah.
And making decisions that benefited our family and kept us and made us happy and continued to improve our personal life, our professional life. We didn't let the negativity what was happening affect our life. So yeah, there was shit happening, believe me. There was a lot of shit happening.
Remember we we were planning to go to Italy and get married.
Yes.
And I was having trouble with passports and getting approval for that. And we got sentenced, right, before we even did the arrangements, I guess, for the marriage, yeah. Right? So I found out I was going to prison, and we were like, you know what, like, all right, it is what it is. I'm going to have to pay my debt to society. Let's move forward with that. But also, we planned the most dope-ass wedding that we possibly could plan with MTV, and we did it.
Yeah, well, we were still, even with MTV, we were still going to go to Italy, because, like, I even have the names of the hotels that were, like, on board and everything, mm-hmm. because that's like, what my dream had always been, and it just wasn't the right timing for that. And once the sentencing had happened, we were like, you know what? Let's find the best place in New Jersey. If you find something you love, we'll have it here. If not, we'll figure it out. And I found, I almost forgot the name of it. I found the Legacy Castle.
Yeah.
In Pompton Plains, New Jersey, which is North Jersey. At the time, it was like a brand new venue. It had just come out like a year or two before. I hadn't been there before. And it was stunning and drop dead and beautiful. And I'm like, if I'm going to get married in New Jersey, like, this is where it's going to be. And we all put, you know, our heads together, and we all worked really hard. Like, a lot of the producers helped me. They were practically my second wedding planner. I had an amazing wedding planner, Mina, from Fifth Avenue Events. She also just did our baby shower. She's incredible.
Oh, she's incredible.
And she will be doing all of our life events, mm-hmm. our parties. Definitely first birthday party for the baby, everything. She's the best. But yeah, I had a lot of hands on deck to make sure we got it done in a timely fashion. And it was the dream wedding. Like, I didn't even think that we'd be able to pull that off.
Our wedding was
that quickly, but it was the best thing I've ever done.
We had the beautiful wedding. I loved enjoyed it. Our best friends, roommates that we call family now, they loved it. And then eventually I had to move forward, and I had to pay my debt to society a couple months later.
January 15th.
Yeah, it wasn't very comfortable, but it is what it is. Life is going to happen on life's terms, and you got to be a man. You got to stand up and be accountable and be responsible and be honest with yourself and move forward. And that's what we did. Obviously, fast forward 3 years later, I'm about to be off probation in September. So we're very excited for that as well. But the moral of this story or this topic is to continue moving forward.
Yes.
You know what I mean?
No matter what obstacles are in your way.
Listen, accomplishing.
We were able to move forward in leaps and bounds while facing prison time, while facing, you know, the public scrutiny addiction, recovery.
There's always going to be something. You know what I mean?
It's true.
I think you'll see on Facebook and all these memes all the time, and there's never going to be a perfect time to
for
act.
Anything.
Yeah, you have to act now. You know what I mean? And move forward, even if it's the smallest step. And there's so many areas that we've mentioned in so many of these episodes to progress in, you know, whether it's mentally, physically, spiritually, personally, professionally, removing any toxic relationships and replacing them with boundaries. You know, life is a marathon and not a sprint. So there's a lot to be done. And I feel that going around the same mountain over and over again, you're not getting anywhere. So that's pretty much procrastinating.
You're just wasting your time and energy, and anyone that's involved with you or around you, you're just kind of holding them back and wasting their precious time. And listen, everybody's life is precious. You don't know how much time you have here. So let's make the most of it and continue to grow and improve ourselves and have a happy, successful, prosperous life. That's the goal. With all that being said, now we can take baby Sitch with us to Italy. When we finally decide to go, when you're finally off probation, we'll do like a family Italian trip.
So you're talking about renew the vows? Is that what you're trying to say here?
I mean, we could renew our vows, but we could also just go.
What does renew vows mean anyway? Can I get a definition? Do you even know what that is?
Yeah, you just, what do you mean? You just renew your vows.
So you say them again?
Yeah, you have like a little ceremony.
And you're just saying the vows over again. Is that what it is?
Well, you can say whatever vows you want. You can write your own. You can pick different ones. You can, like, some people do it after they've been through hard things or if they've been through good things and they're just celebrating their marriage again.
Yeah, people do it all the time. Are going on our, are we going on our third anniversary or fourth anniversary? Who knows? Third?
Third.
Yes.
Yes.
Yes. Third. The third is coming up. Very cool. Very cool.
So maybe we'll go for our third anniversary.
Yeah, you know what? Also, I don't think that...
I don't know if Italy's going to even be open with COVID, with traveling. Yeah,
and also, maybe I don't know... Maybe next year. I don't even think it's good to travel right now. I think it's a wait and see. Things are getting better. Actually, speaking of things getting better, did you see DJ Pauly D? He did his first appearance.
Yeah, where was that? Miami?
I think it was Miami.
Yeah.
Listen, Miami's a different country.
They've been open. I know.
This is a different country at this particular point. But shout out to our boy, our brother, DJ Pauly D, back in the business, doing what he loves to do. We're very proud of him. And hey, listen, that's a good sign right there.
That must have been a really cool feeling for him. You know, he hasn't been able to do that.
In over a year.
A year.
Yeah.
Like he's been doing it virtually and at home and everything because he loves to do it. But... what a rush. You know what I mean? For like any kind of artist to get back on like a stage and in front of live people and perform.
I wonder when Vin's going to get back on stage and do his his little gig in Chippendales. I bet he's just eating. It's eating up him.
I'm sure as soon as they give him the green light, he'll be there.
Yeah.
He'll be there with bells on, or I should say with his sock on.
Yes. Yes. You saw my wife's face as she was carefully choosing her words.
We are about to have our first baby in this house, so we made sure our guest bedrooms are up to standard because we have my mom who's coming over, we have my mother-in-law who will be here, and when I was outfitting these bedrooms, I'm like, I really need to just make sure they're happy and comfortable. So who did I turn to? I turned to Helix Sleep, the best mattress that we've discovered since we've become new homeowners. And I'm hoping that my mom and mother-in-law will absolutely love it and feel just like home while they're staying over here, helping us with our newborn little baby. So the best thing about Helix Sleep is that they have this quiz online, and in just 2 minutes, I'm able to get a complete and match to the body type of who I was trying to get the mattress for. You give your body type and sleep preferences, and Helix will do the rest and match the perfect mattress for you. So whether you're a side sleeper, hot sleeper, like a plush or firm bed, with Helix, there's no more confusion and no more compromising on an average mattress. Helix Sleep was even awarded the number one best overall mattress pick of 2019 by GQ and Wired magazine. So I sent this quiz over to my mom. It came back with a medium to firm mattress that they suggested. So we went with that. They're going to absolutely love it. I have it all set up in our guest bedroom. And honestly, I take naps in there sometime during the day, and I think it's the best thing ever. I have a special offer for you guys today at Here's the Sitch podcast. All you have to do is go to helixsleep.com/situation, take their 2-minute sleep quiz, and they'll match you to a customized mattress that will give you the best sleep of your life. I promise you. They have a 10-year warranty, and you get to try it out for 100 nights risk-free. They'll even pick it up for you if you don't love it, but I'm telling you, you absolutely will. Helix Sleep is offering up to $200 off all mattress orders for our listeners at helixsleep.com/situation. That's Helix, H-E-L-I-X, sleep.com/situation for up to $200 off. Check it out. You guys will thank me later. Quality sleep is a quality life. Check it out.
Let's get to the phoners to see what the fans have to say and some of the subscribers.
The phone number, if you want to call in, is 732-898-0414.
Hi, Mike and Lauren. This is Taylor from Pennsylvania. I am a huge fan of the podcast and Jersey Shore. I've been watching Jersey Shore since I was 12 and I'm 23 now. I was just wondering, what is your favorite part about being on a reality show? And are you still open to a spinoff? I know that you mentioned you wanted a spinoff in your audition tape. And I also want to congratulate you guys on the baby.
Well, thank you, Taylor from Pennsylvania. I would have to say that... the best part about being on a reality show is probably, I don't even know. This is a tough question.
All right. I would say the best part is when you go through things that are really hard to share, that in the moment of going through them and having a camera in your face, you don't want to share them.
Yeah.
But when you do and you choose to go outside of your comfort zone, when that footage finally airs on TV, the amount of support and messages and outpouring of just communication from strangers mm-hmm. that you helped them by sharing that story because mm-hmm. they've gone through something similar mm-hmm. is the most rewarding thing, because when you're going through really hard times in life, you want to be able to relate to yeah. somebody that has also experienced it and has come out the other side. So whether it's addiction or pregnancy struggles or, you know, grieving someone or all different things that everyone goes through in life, when you choose to be vulnerable and share that, wow. You really do touch other people's lives.
Wow, I really did like that. And I'd have to say that sharing my sobriety journey
yeah.
and my comeback story with the world has been extremely rewarding. And that part right there has been really important to us as a family. Also, you know, with the cast specifically, you know, MVP, I love making good TV. I love making funny TV, things that people are going to laugh, interactions between different cast members that, you know, people may think that are scripted when in fact they are not. It is unscripted. And, you know, I just love the fact of trying to make people laugh and forget about their life for at least an hour, you know?
Yeah.
Yeah, good stuff. All right, honey, on to the next caller.
Hi, Mike and Lauren. I just wanted to comment about the pizza thing. Don't worry, I'm not going to drop any chain restaurants. I definitely think that New York and New Jersey have anywhere else beat as far as bagels. There's no better place to get a bagel than New York and New Jersey. I do have to disagree with you guys on the deep dish. I actually happen to like deep dish thick crust pizza, so I have to say, in my opinion, that Chicago does beat New York and New Jersey with their pizza, in my opinion. It's just my opinion because I do like deep dish thick crust pizza. But New York and New Jersey does have good pizza. But Mike, I saw that thing that you referenced where New Jersey was voted the best for pizza. But I do have to go with Chicago for the pizza. Sorry, guys.
But this is the thing. Are you just saying Chicago because they are known for deep dish, or are you just saying you like deep dish, which is like Sicilian?
I was just going to say that. I
could get a great Sicilian slice.
Love Sicilian, to be honest with you. Listen, what was her name, honey?
No Name from Connecticut.
No Name from Connecticut. Anyway, listen, you're going to have, like I said, you're going to have people. And I said it, last week or the week before that people are going to say that Chicago is number one for pizza. And I definitely disagree with you, you know, to each his own, but New York and New Jersey definitely have the best pizza, pasta, and bagels, hands down. Everyone knows that.
Yeah, deep dish or not, I have to say.
And I also want someone to clarify, do they know the difference between deep dish or something like in Chicago and maybe a Sicilian that you would get over here in New York or New Jersey? Is it this?
Well, that's why I think she might have just been saying she likes Sicilian, because she's from Connecticut. That's what I'm trying to get.
Connecticut also has good pizza too.
Yeah.
I went to prison with a couple guys in Connecticut.
Hey, Mike and Lauren. My name's Amanda. I'm calling from Tampa, Florida. Huge fan of the podcast. I think you guys are really uplifting and you have some really great tips on just how to get through life. In regards to the pizza discussion, I just moved to Florida from Connecticut, and there's actually a pizza place in Tampa that ships the water in from New York. It's called Sam and Eddie's, and that's their whole thing. They're from New York, and they bring in the water, so we have, you know, legit New York pizza down here. So I just wanted to share that, and again, love the show. Thanks so much. Bye-bye.
Wow, that's pretty cool, right, honey?
Yeah, that was Amanda from Florida, from Tampa. So that is interesting, because that's what I've always heard, is that you cannot recreate the pizza on the East Coast without the water. And then who's going to ship the water, because then it costs more money and then you have to charge more money. And at the end of the day, it's pizza. So who's paying that for pizza?
Well, listen.
Someone's
doing it because they got the best pizza in Tampa now.
Yeah. Well, that's because I think the Florida, South Florida, or below Orlando, South Florida, is mainly, what are we called where we live?
East Coast.
Tri-state area.
Tri-state.
It's mainly tri-state area transplants. Everyone that lives in South Florida is from New York, New Jersey, or Connecticut. So, like, they're all expecting good food and good pizza. So maybe they're willing to pay a little bit more for that New York water pizza.
Well, that's what I'm saying. If I went to Florida, I would not be expecting good pizza. If I went to California,
Vegas has like the worst pizza I've ever had in my life.
I would not be expecting any good pizza.
Even like nice hotels, if you order like pasta on the room service, like really nice hotels, I'm like, ugh, this is not where it's at.
Yeah, I mean,
you got to get other things out there.
We had some, I'm not going to say okay, but I would say that it was good. We were in the Vegas season and there was a place that was pretty good that we went to. But to be honest, it doesn't compare to the East Coast. No. It really doesn't.
No. But yeah, I think South Florida is all transplants from this area.
Florida man transports water to make the best pizza in Tampa.
Hi, Mike and Lauren. My name is Kayla. I live in southern Minnesota, and I just love you guys. Your lifestyle, your positivity, it is so encouraging. All of Mike's little sayings that, you know, he just throws out throughout the show and through the podcast and on social media, they really keep me going. The most recent one that's been on repeat in my mind, be better or be bitter. That's been so helpful for me because the last couple of years have been a lot of change in my life. I got divorced. I shared two kids with my first husband. I married pretty quickly. I found a guy that I just really loved. He had four kids, and then we had one of our own. We have seven kids all together. Our life is crazy. We've got full custody of all of them. And sometimes I see all of the work my family is instead of the blessing that they are. So when I heard be better or be bitter, it really changed my outlook on my family and just the struggles that we go through, how to spin them into positives. And I love y'all. Thank you.
You know what, honey? I love that because, you know, during my journey many, many years ago, at least five, that's probably what I saw. You know what I mean? I probably saw become better, not bitter. And I use that in every interaction in my life. Every exchange, any problem, I just became better, not bitter. And that's really how I got to where I'm at today. It's really the positive mental attitude. We now have a booming t-shirt store that is mostly positive inspirational sayings that people love. And people constantly send us pictures saying that they feel awesome wearing it. And I think that's just the positivity that, you know, people feel when they're going through life on life's terms, they can put on those shirts and apply it to their own life. And this is where we've got, you know, how we gotten to this point in life today.
Yeah. I'm shook at the seven kids.
She got seven kids?
Yeah.
Oh, damn. All right.
Well, she has two with her ex.
She from Florida?
No, she's from Minnesota.
Okay, from Minnesota. All
right. His listening skills
could be improved.
Could improve.
Yeah.
She has seven kids.
Yeah.
All together.
Yeah.
She has two from her old marriage, four in her new marriage, and then her and her new husband had their own.
Yeah.
So they have seven all together.
Yeah.
But they are happy and they're loving it and they're finding a way for everybody to be making it work.
I'm telling
you, perfect.
These positive affirmations can change your life. I know I know they sound cliche. That, you know, if you grow through what you go through, it really makes sense. You know, and I just said any interaction that I would go through, any problem, any type of, you know, life event that had happened, I always said to myself, become better and not bitter. And I always removed any negativity out of my life. And slowly but surely, my life continued to get better and better and better. People want to be around people that are positive. People want to give jobs to people that are positive. People like people that are positive and have that energy and that vibe. So guess what? Be positive.
Hey, Mike and Lawrence, it's Maria. And I grew up in Florida. Now I live in St. Paul, Minnesota. I am sober and obviously I've seen Jersey Shore, but I kind of want to hear your story, Mike, like from the beginning, middle and end and the experience, strength and hope that you have.
Maria from Minnesota with the $1 million question. Mike's face, just like you should have seen it, because it's when people ask that question, it's
It's a very long story.
It's very overwhelming because there's no short or quick answer to that. You know what I mean? That's like a movie biopic.
Yeah.
That you might have to sit down for a few hours someday in the near future and watch it.
A miniseries.
Yeah. Like, you know, it's the beginning, middle, and end. That's a lot. It's a lot that has gone on there. But, you know, if you've been a fan of the show, which you are, you've seen, you know, a bunch of his ups and downs.
Yeah.
And you've seen him come out the other side.
Yeah.
And, like, you've really seen, like, the best parts of it.
Yeah, you definitely saw the best parts in the most recent seasons of Jersey Shore Family Vacation. But it was a spectacular rise and fall in the Jersey Shore years. And then there was the rise again in the Jersey Shore Family Vacation series. We would love to do a movie on this process, but who knows. Anyway, if I had to say something quick about it, and I'll eventually share the story. It's just too long on this podcast and we're about to wrap it up. But a phrase that I love to say all the time is, why give up one thing for everything when you can give up that one thing and have everything? And that's just what I did.
Yep. Keep it simple.
Exactly. Keep it simple, stupid. Anyway, guys, thank you so much for listening to another episode of Here's the Sitch, the positive podcast you never knew you needed.
So this is our last episode before baby's here.
Yes.
And when we are back with you guys, we will be parents and we will have so much information and stories and I'm sure craziness to share with you all.
Yeah.
And Here's the Sitch when we return sometime this summer. So wish us well.
Yeah.
Say a prayer for us.
Yes. And don't forget to become better, not bitter.
Yeah.
Cabs are here. It's t-shirt time. The comeback is always greater than the setback. See you guys next time.